You may think you know who's at risk on hot days, but a new study finds that hot weather, which is getting worse because of human-caused climate change, is taking a toll on an unexpected group. NPR's Alejandra Barunda explains why young people are in danger when temperatures climb.
A lot of public health messaging and policy in recent years has focused on a particular group of people at risk of heat.
The elderly are typically thought of as the most vulnerable to extreme temperature.
That's Andrew Wilson. He's a researcher at Stanford University, and he says older people's bodies generally do have a harder time dealing with heat stress. But Wilson and his colleagues started to look closer at a bunch of data about temperature-related deaths in Mexico.
So we were asking the question, when someone under five is exposed to a range of temperatures, how many of those people die? When someone 18 to 35 is exposed to a range of temperatures, how does mortality change for that age group?
And it turns out that in Mexico, at least,
young people are disproportionately vulnerable to heat.
About 75% of the heat-related deaths in the country over the past 20 or so years were in people under 35. And younger people were dying when the weather wasn't even that extreme. The researchers saw the death rate creep up when temperatures were only in the 80s or 90s with high humidity. The authors hypothesize that could be because young people often end up working hard when it's hot. Daniel Veselio is a climate and health expert at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. He says that makes sense.
The more work that you do, the more metabolism that's going on, that's more heat that has to be dissipated away into the environment to make sure you maintain a stable core temperature.
Tama Carlton is an environmental economist at the University of California, Berkeley. She says it's really useful information for everyone to know.
If you have read the news and thought, well, the only people who are at risk of death from heat are the elderly, and if I'm sitting here at my 35 years old and I don't have to think about it, I think we should all be considered vulnerable.
And she says knowing who is impacted could help policymakers design better heat-related protections. Several states, as well as the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, are considering rules that would protect workers from heat. Alejandra Barunda, NPR News.